Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Across the state, some schools gained accreditation, while others lost it. In total, almost exactly the same number of schools are accredited this year as last. This is the second year the state has used new standards. Officials say they shift the focus away from test scores and include a closer look at achievement gaps and absenteeism. Charles Pyle, spokesman for the Department of Education, says scores in reading have declined.
But sharper declines for children of color, Hispanic students, African American students, and economically disadvantaged students. And those declines are reflected in the higher number of schools this year flagged for achievement gaps.
But schools are making progress in attendance. More students are coming to school more regularly, says Pyle.
That's an important indicator of school quality because children who aren't in school are obviously not going to do as well as those children who are in school on a regular basis.
Overall, 7% of schools were accredited with conditions, meaning they didn't fully meet state standards. I'm Mallory Nopane.